Hello, this is Dr. Eupenia Goldschur-Dixon, and I'm asked to report on Linda Norigian, date of birth 1/25/1956, date of procedure February 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eupenia Goldschur-Dixon. Referring physician is... Lisa Patanayak. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is right upper quadrant abdominal pain, comma nausea, comma 20-pound weight loss, bright red blood per rectum, comma abnormal CAT scan in the ascending colon. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient's breath and endoscopy. Placed in the lateral position. Sedation for anesthesia services. Monitor anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope. Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the subject's advance into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. Retrosuction is obtained at the cardia. Period. Air was suctioned from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam. Surround. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice at least a couple of components of the cold spirits. The terminalium was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum and least a couple of ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflexure was obtained at the rectum, period. Valve preparation was... fair with a Boston Valve Prep score of 6,2-2-2, period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. The side and the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the black neckline. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to evaluate for H. pylori. Next line, there were 5 diminutive gastric polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a small, comma, diminutive sessile polyp in the D2 portion removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line. Boston Bell prep score of 6,2-2-2 grade is a fair prep. The last 5 centimeters of the terminalium were intubated and evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Next line. Overall, the right colon did not have any evidence of inflammation or abnormality noted on inspection with 2 views, period. Random biopsies were obtained in order to rule out any pathology. There was diverticulosis noted on the right side and throughout the colon. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter sessile transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter sessile descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, given the weight loss would recommend CAT scan of the chest and abdomen and pelvis with contrast for thorough evaluation. And explain that ridiculously would recommend increase in fiber and water intake with fiber supplementation. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.
Mental health assessments, are you sure it's okay? Fine.